Sandy Clark and Denver Broncos all-decade right tackle Orlando Franklin.
And it's time for us to visit with our friend George Karl, Nuggets analyst, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. George, I want to start right away with the ejection of Jokic on Sunday night, and I'm going to approach it from a little bit of a different angle. On the postgame Sunday night, I said Michael Malone bore some responsibility, however indirectly, for the ejection of Nikola Jokic on Sunday night. And Michael Wilbon of ESPN appeared to agree with me yesterday on ESPN's Pardon the Interruption.
I blame Michael Malone in part for this. He told his team through the media, and I'm sure to their faces, for 3 days, you're not tough enough. You need to be tougher. You need to be more physical. And here's Jokic, a guy who doesn't have this in his resume. He has no reputation. He's not a dirty player. You can see how gracious he was when he went over to campaign and said, I didn't mean to hurt you. And this is, the coach did this. So live with it. Own it. I don't want to hear any other argument than that. But I hated to see it. But they had beaten him 3 games and 3 quarters with Jokic in there. So it's not like just because Jokic was out of there that they were automatically going to lose. They rallied and got within 2 or 3 points, Tone. I hated to see it, but it was deserved.
That's Michael Malone with Tony Kornheiser. Michael Wilbon with Tony Kornheiser yesterday. Does he have a point? Does the coach bear some responsibility for Jokic's actions on Sunday night, George?
I have to say yes. The whole game, first of all, I should magnify the game 4 down 3-0 is a difficult game to coach. Really difficult game to coach because you have a lot of potholes that could happen that creates frustration, and your team sees the end of a season, and that game had a lot of frustration in it. And I thought there was a lot of little things that ended up doing that. And I think, I think Michael Malone the last 2 weeks has gone after his team 3 times.
Yes.
And someone said 4, but I only remember 3.
Yeah.
And, I believe, don't get me wrong, I'm old school. I think going after your team is totally and completely necessary at times.
But you always told me that you could only do it so many times.
Right. And that's what I was going to get into, was that it just came too on back-to-back. It's to the point where I think the players were probably seeing the frustration in Michael Malone. And instead of him being a part of the team, he was separating from the team. And, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And you got to pick and choose your moments. When I think Sandy's analogy I used was a coach probably over an 82-game season has a 6-gun.
Yeah.
And you get to shoot him 6 times.
So to speak, yes.
And then I heard there's a pistol that has 8, so I said, okay, maybe I can have 8. But I did think it was a part of it. But I think the thing that Jokic was frustrated was Chris Paul was taking control of the game, was basically becoming the best player on the court when Jokic is usually the best player on the court. And a lot of it was because of the pick and roll coverage wasn't being manipulated in any way. They were covering it the same way, and it's Chris Paul's forte right now. It's his strength right now to play against the drop. He has become the expert probably in the NBA of when you drop on him, the big guy just drops off and zones up. He knows how to yo-yo back and forth and zigzag back and forth. And if he doesn't get the rim or he doesn't get the dunk, he gets the 15-foot jump shot that he thinks he's going to make 75-80% of the time. And someone told me he made 9 in a row in that game.
Yes.
And so, that's frustrating. I mean, when your defense has no answer for an offensive player, it's very intimidating. And then you have the end of your season 12 minutes away, and then you get fouled on a play that you think you got fouled, and the referee doesn't give you the whistle.
Right.
And I really disagreed. I mean, it was a flagrant 1, no question.
Absolutely.
And in my mind, it was a flagrant 2.
Yep.
And even if he doesn't, if he gets a flagrant one, that's one technical.
Yes.
And then he walks up on Booker, that's another technical.
Boy, he pushed him. He pushed Booker.
You know, so you cannot rationalize.
You're right.
In my
Absolutely.
Mind.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you can't rationalize with LeBron get thrown out, would KD get thrown out, would Tim Duncan have gotten thrown out.
By Joey Crawford.
I mean, I'm just saying that argument I can listen to because I think there is a little bit of a hypocrisy between some of the stars, and Jokic probably isn't in the top echelon of that stardom yet.
No. Hey, Coach, could you just kind of speak on just the playoff series in general, because too many people I'm hearing, hey, what if Jamal Murray was there and them Nikola Jokic, you know, him getting fouled or him getting ejected. Let's be honest, the Suns were just a better basketball team. This team played the whole season, 72 games, and was the second team in the West. You know, as far as ranking, this team won a lot of basketball games. They played pissed off basketball this year, and they beat up on a lot of other clubs because of it. And it started last year in the bubble. So I just kind of wanted you to speak on that because too many people are looking for an easy way out and just pointing the finger of if Murray was here. Well, if Murray was there for majority of the season, he was playing bad, and the Nuggets weren't going to get the number two seed. So, and look at Nikola Jokic, that's still the fourth game that he got ejected. The Suns don't try to discredit the Suns. That's a very good basketball team that's been organized this past year.
Orlando, it's not a very good basketball team. It's the best basketball team playing right now in the
right.
NBA.
That's right.
It is by far the best basketball team playing in the NBA right now. And, you know, I kind of felt it in game two and three that there's a little bit of a karma going on, that this is Chris Paul's year. This is Chris Paul's answer to all the negative criticism he's been given the last two or three years to the world that, hey, I've always thought he's a top five NBA point guard ever, forever. You know, I think he's just, I love him. I've been around him. Players complain about him because he's too hard on them. And I'm going, wow, I want more Chris Pauls
yeah,
out there.
That's not good.
Let's get like 10 or 20
of
these guys out here. The coaches don't have to do all the criticizing. So, I mean, I see that. I see Booker amazingly, very quickly becoming one, going from maybe a top 25, 30 player to maybe a little higher than that. Maybe top 15, top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Booker, to me, is the best off guard, maybe, that I've seen. You got Donovan Mitchell as being off guard. But I love what Mitchell's doing, and I love what Booker's doing. And you got to applaud Ayton, because all year long, I've tried to figure out coaching philosophy and playing philosophy and defensive philosophies on how to stop Jokic. And I haven't seen anyone do it as well as Ayton did it. And don't get me wrong, he did not stop Jokic. He controlled Jokic to the point where he did not dominate.
Right.
And Aiden also threw in 15 or 20 points almost every night. And so I didn't see that coming. The Bridges kid is going to be a really good basketball player. Their bench is very dynamite, very explosive oriented. And Monty Williams is doing his demeanor, his calmness he brings to that young team is really evident. If I was in Vegas, I'd bet on Phoenix right now. I'm telling you, I think they're really good. All the other teams in the league are hit by injuries. All the other contests left, the three playoff series left, all have injury problems that we don't know who's going to win those games. Because we don't know who's going to play.
You know, I have a quick question before I let you run. Because all three of us thought the Gordon trade would be great for the Nuggets, and it looked very good the first week. But then he kind of disappeared, and he never really came back. And his line the other night in the fourth game was 8 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 3 turnovers, a minus 14 in 33 minutes. What the hell happened to him?
Oh, man, you must have been hanging out with me because I was a fan of the trade, and right now I would probably say you got to evaluate that trade. You cannot just go out and sign him to a big contract unless you know you can make him fit. because, you know, he was okay, but he wasn't impactful.
No.
And he even at the defensive end of the court, I mean, he's a good defensive player, but I was expecting more. I was expecting more even at the defensive end of the court. I don't know.
I'm glad you're puzzled too, because I can't figure it out.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been talking to a lot of people and trying to figure out the season for the Nuggets and also for the NBA. I come up with the word incomplete. The last 2 years, it's just incomplete to me. I don't know what any of this means. I think we need to get back on the regular schedule. Playing the NBA Finals in August is confusing to me. And so the bubble was confusing to me. COVID was dynamically troublesome to me. Huh. So I'm glad they're playing. I'm glad the playoffs are on. But I don't like all the injuries and all the games being kind of determined by injuries more than by who's the best basketball team.
Coach, in 30 seconds or less, because we've got a break, can you tell us if the formula that you saw from the Nuggets this year, is that sustainable? Do they need to change up the formula? Does something need to change this offseason? Or is it as simple as, hey, Jamal Murray comes back, we still got Aaron Gordon for another year, JaVale McGee maybe, or you signed Austin Rivers? Or what are you thinking, Coach? Or do they need to go in a completely different direction?
No. I think they got to sustain what they got, but they got to make some changes. And I don't know exactly. I mean, Jamal Murray coming back is fantastic, but I think Phoenix has a great team right now because they have three or four veteran guys that contribute, and then they have three or four young kids that contribute. I don't know if Denver has enough veteran guys for me, even though Jokic is getting to be a veteran. Murray's getting to be a veteran, but that older guy, that Chris Paul influence in the locker room, I'd like to see that guy. I know Millsap, people said he was kind of a solid rock in the locker room, but he didn't talk much.
No.
I might want a guy that's a little more angry and aggressive towards the younger guys to do it the right way all the time.
George, it's been a pleasure, as always. Thank you.
Sandy, it's always fun being with you. Orlando, good being with you all year. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. There he goes. George Karl, Nuggets analyst, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.